Culture historians define cultures in terms of trait lists, simply lists of the types of things associated with a particular group, from types of pottery to varieties of stone tools to the forms of houses. These concepts suggest the held culture as being relatively static and uniform. That is, cultures were seen as clearly bounded, homogeneous, and unchanging. Reality is, of course, much different. Cultures are not clearly bounded even in cases of modern nation-states with well-defined political borders. Could you tell Americans from Canadians on basis of material culture? Cultures also change over time. It may be true that the pace of change was slower in non-Western and non-industrial societies, but these societies are still constantly changing. This view of culture as static made it very hard for cultural historians to explain how cultures changed. For example, when a new pottery style suddenly appeared in the archaeological record, they often assumed it was the result of the migration of another group of people. This may be the case sometimes, but there are lots of other processes that can be evolved too, trade, intermarriage, and so on. Also, their rather conservative view of culture change led them to believe that great innovations, such as monument building or agriculture or ironworking, would only happen rarely and then spread or diffuse, rather than be invented independently in different areas. Take the idea of building large stone monuments or megaliths. These were fairly common in the Neolithic in Western Europe, most famously at Stonehenge, but also at hundreds of smaller sites. Cultural historians assume that the idea of stacking large stones would have developed in only one place, probably the Mediterranean, and then spread outward. But we now know this was not the case, and that some of the monuments in Northern Europe are older than those in the Mediterranean. And doesn't it seem likely that different societies may have come up with the idea of stacking stones independently of each other? Today we recognize that new inventions like this do indeed spread or diffuse, although that word is still pretty vague. But we also know that people are more creative than the culture historians thought. Agriculture and metalworking were not invented only one time and in only one place, spreading from there to the rest of the world, as some cultural historians believed. In fact, we now know that agriculture was invented independently in six or seven areas of the world.